This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. As the more astute among you may have observed, a sporting contest of local interest takes place tonight in Houston. The New England Patriots face the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl. The Falcons have made it to the championship once and lost. For the Patriots, this is an NFL record 9th Super Bowl appearance, and the Pats have picked up the Lombardi Trophy 4 times, all those championships with the current coach, Bill Belichick, and quarterback Tom Brady. To get a Falcon's eye view of the Super Bowl, we turn now to Mark Bradley, a sports columnist with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Mark, good morning.
Morning.
Mark, what is the vibe you've been getting from the Rise Up crowd, the Falcons team and fans, about the game?
Excited. I mean, this is not something that happens very often to the Falcons or their fans. When it did happen, only the one time, it was a pretty deflating Super experience because they lost the game. They had one of their players arrested the night before the game after receiving the NFL's highest citizenship award that very day. I think they've done better this time. I haven't heard of any arrests as we speak here, but I also think that there's tremendous enthusiasm about this team because it's a very dynamic team. They're fun to watch.
Interesting your choice of words there, deflating. As we know, Tom Brady started this season.
That was unintentional, believe it or not.
I wish
I could claim that I'm that clever, but I...
Well, Tom Brady did start the season with the 4-game suspension imposed by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in connection with the Deflategate controversy. And so there has been a lot of talk about how today's matchup is really kind of the Patriots versus Goodell. Does it seem like the Falcons are a third wheel?
There's some accuracy to that characterization. It seems like the Falcons have been cast in the role of opponent this week, as opposed to, like, you know, the Falcons. They're the team that the Patriots have to play, so they can get humble Roger Goodell or whatever it is they're going to do. And you know, this is the Tom Brady revenge tour.
How desperate are Falcons fans for a title?
Well, you know, if you've never won one, you would like to have one. And you know, I think that the history of Atlanta sports is that Atlanta teams have won very many titles.
How do Falcons fans seem to feel about Patriots fans?
That's not really a natural rivalry. I don't believe the teams have played. I think in Matt Ryan's time here, which is, I believe, 9 years now, I think they've only played twice. I think that there is, you know, given that the Patriots are, they're seen in largely across the country, I think, as a rather smug organization. I think the Falcon fans have found them a pretty easy team to dislike.
Well, Mark, it would not be a Super Bowl morning conversation with the sports journalist unless we asked. So, your prediction?
Falcons 30, Patriots 27.
You care to elaborate on how you think it's going to play out?
I think they're both going to have a hard time stopping the other one, but the Falcons will have the ball last and win.
Well, here's to a good game.
Yes, ma'am.
Mark, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mark Bradley is a sports columnist with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. This is 90.9 WBUR.